Hello, I'm Peyton Squires, and I'm the host of the podcast. This podcast is for those who are dissatisfied with where they are at in their life and career currently. I used to be one. When I got out of college with my master's degree, I started working in banking. I eventually moved to a Fortune 500 company. I quickly found out being an employee was not for me. I was bored out of my mind and did not like it whatsoever. Something eventually lit a fire under me. I started studying for the CPA exam, listening to podcasts, and reading books every day. By doing that, I had passed all four parts of the CPA exam in 8 months and quit my job. I opened up my own tax firm, having never been paid to do someone's taxes before. That was in 2014. Since then, I've consistently grown my business, had a lot of success in other business ventures, including real estate, property management, among other things. And now, I'm looking for a new venture. I want to help inspire you and other entrepreneurs to achieve their potentials and dreams, as well as learn from the stories of these entrepreneurs as to see what has gone well and what hasn't gone well for them. Let's go create a bunch of healthy, wealthy, and wise entrepreneurs. Hey guys, it's Peyton Squires. Welcome back to the podcast Behind Their Success. Today's going to be a little different. I am going to read one of my favorite poems here. It's called My Wage by Jesse B. Rittenhouse. The reason why it's one of my favorite poems is that it's just a good reminder of that what we get in life is what we search for and actively search for. And a lot of what we also get in life is what we think is possible, right? You're never going to get anything that you don't think is possible for your life. So that's when we talk about in a lot of different episodes of mindset and expanding your mind, or really just expanding the limits that you put on yourself and realizing what those limits are and getting to the point where you realize that the number one limiter of what you can and can't accomplish is you. It's really nothing external. So enjoy this poem. It's one that I really enjoy and stirs a lot of good thought. I bargain with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is a just employer. He gives you what you ask. But when you have set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire, only to learn dismayed that any wage I had asked for, life would have willingly paid. So something else I wanted to talk about today on today's podcast is really the value of your network. I just got back from a trip. I went to Nashville and spent about 3 days there with this mastermind group I'm in. This mastermind group is made up of business owners really from all over the country and successful business owners. So these are all business owners that are doing 7 figures plus of revenue. Just ongoing basis. And we come together, like I said, it's mostly males. There's a few females in the group as well. But we come together and are really intentional about helping each other. And really, you know, as you grow in business and you do different things in business, it can be really hard and it can be really isolating. As you grow a big business, you don't necessarily have a ton of people around you that can relate to the situation you're going through and relate to some of the struggles and exciting things that you have going on that you can't necessarily or don't maybe feel comfortable putting out there to the public. But nonetheless, these problems are really real. And it's really cool that the network that you surround yourself with, when you hear the term, your network is equal to your net worth. And as I've focused on growing my network of different amazing guys around the country, man, that's so true. The cool thing about this mastermind group is that these are guys in all different industries. And there's kind of a certain level of success that you need to achieve to be able to get into the group. And then also there has to be some common values there. There's not just anybody's led in the group. You got to have shared values so we can all relate around those values. But the support system that's there, it's cool. We do monthly calls and we do really quarterly get-togethers where we actually get together in person. But the support system that's there, I'm in constant contact with a lot of these guys of really just rallying each other, solving real practical problems. We can put out a problem to these, I don't even know how large the group is at this point, 40-ish guys. And between all of us and all of our own resources, there's really no problem that can't be solved through that. So just really think about the power of that is, I have this problem I've never experienced, but I can put this out to my network, and there's almost certainly someone there that has a solution and a quick, well, I don't say a quick solution, but a real clear solution for you and a path for you to follow. So the support system is amazing, and just the access to the resources and all the different resources all these guys have. The other big thing is really just the learning opportunities. We spent the last 3 days together learning from different people, different authors. And we had an author that came in and spoke to us, a real successful author, and spoke to us about really living the exceptional life. And it's, of course, we're all business owners, and we focus a lot on business, and that's our game. To really have that exceptional life, you got to win in all areas, right? You can have a really amazing business and the home life just be garbage, or your spiritual life, or your relationships with others. So it's important that we're certainly not just focusing on business alone, because that would be very short-sighted. The learning opportunities, it's really cool, is as a guy that works in kind of tax and finance and stuff, my knowledge is certainly very valuable to a lot of the other people in the group. At the same time, there's guys in the groups that have built businesses way larger than I ever have at this point, and their experience and perceptions of, you know, what's going on in my business is extremely valuable. One of the cool things that we did was that we have these boardrooms. So each business owner gets up in front of the group and gives everybody context of where their business is at. And it's just a, you know, like an hour session of feedback, challenging each other, because often we'll get up there, and certainly me, I'll get up there and describe a situation, and somebody will put forth a solution and say, why don't you just do this? And then maybe I'll say something like, oh, I can't do that for X, Y, and Z, but that XYZ is not really the problem. It's really me either being too scared or not wanting to do that solution, even though that's probably the correct solution. So it's the accountability in that and pushing each other to be great. We spend a lot of time laying out exactly the kind of life that we want. And it's really cool when you got close people around you that will call you out on that. You say you want this, you say you want that, but your actions aren't necessarily congruent with that. So it's really cool to have that kind of outside perspective. And you know, the whole point of the networking is to really give each other value. It's amazing the value that can be generated in that kind of place, and just the relationships you develop. You know, I've been in this group for about a year and a half at this point, and just the close relationships I've already developed. And sure, there's tons of business opportunities that come out as well. Very practical. Let's grow our net worth together. But it's so much more than that. And I would encourage any of the listeners that you need to surround yourself. Doing business in isolation, or really doing anything in isolation, it's not a good idea. You're certainly going to limit your upside, because there's people out here that have obvious solutions for the problems you're struggling with. And you are never going to find those solutions if you stay there in isolation. So honestly, if you stay there in isolation, you might not even realize the problems that you have. So it's two things. It's one, the network, the people being vulnerable and open to these people about your business, they're going to point out problems that you don't even know that you have, and also have very practical solutions on how to fix them. Once again, I would really encourage everybody to find a network like that. Find a group of like-minded people that are going to help you, push you, hold you accountable for what you say you want, right? This isn't people telling me, oh, you should grow your business, or you should do this or do that. It's me telling them what I want, and then they're there to help me accomplish that and hold me accountable. And it's a really beautiful thing. The relationships that come out of that, of being transparent and vulnerable with each other, really in a safe space. My opportunities in my career have really exploded since I've started doing stuff like this. And not only the opportunities in my business, but the real deepening of relationships with a lot of these different people is really, to me, the more valuable piece. So it's just amazing. And like I said, I spent the last 3 days with a lot of these guys, and I can't wait to do it again. And so we can keep growing and pushing each other. And some of the most exciting parts about this is I can't wait to watch these other guys accomplish what they're going to accomplish and the big old businesses they're going to grow and what they're going to do for their communities and their families. It's really amazing stuff. Not only do you get that growth, but also you get to sit there on the sidelines and watch a lot of other great people accomplish their dreams. So my one piece of advice here is find a community of people that can support you, hold you accountable, and just really push you towards your dreams. That's really all I got today, guys. Like I said, a little different episode of me flying solo. We got some great interviews lined up going into the future of some of these, a lot of these people in this network, in this group. They're such amazing guys. I love to have them on the podcast so they can share their stories with you guys. Like I said, that's really all I have for you guys today. I appreciate you. And let's go create some healthy, wealthy, and wise entrepreneurs. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you found it valuable, please rate, review, and share it. That is the best way to help us build this and reach more people. As we're trying to accomplish our goal of help creating more healthy, wealthy, and wise entrepreneurs. You can follow us on social media by searching for me, Payden Squires, or going to paydensquires.com. On the website and social media, we're always sharing tips of personal growth, and there we can actually interact. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.